Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend, or if you're in New York, I hope you're having a great week. And if you're listening on the Palm, I hope you also had a great week. We are, of course, on six stations now, as well as iHeartRadio. So wherever you are, we are glad that you are with us. You know, one of the things that I hear all the time, and I don't know if you do, is there are many, many questions that arise about reverse mortgages. Are they good? Are they bad? Should I or can I qualify? Will my spouse lose their house if I die first? We see all the commercials on TV, and if you're not confused, I wonder why, because they're pretty confusing at times. So confuse no more, I promise, because my guest is going to clear up all of your questions about reverse mortgages tonight. J.D. DiNincenzo is here, and I have to be honest, he's a very good long-term friend of mine, but more importantly, he is an expert on all things reverse mortgage. So more about J.D. in a minute, but first I want to talk about something that I think I need to get out, because my audience is affected by this. There's this new health care bill out there, the Senate bill, which I guess is trying to clear hurdles, going to be voted on before the end of the week. I just saw right before the show went on that the CBO said that there'll be 22 million people will lose their Medicaid coverage. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I really don't. I don't care if you're left, right, up, down, in the middle or not. It really is immaterial to me. But here are some things I think you should know. I attended a meeting last week where the Area Agency on Aging presented some statistics, and they have stayed with me because they're startling. 164,000 calls went into the helpline in the five-county area of my local Area Agency on Aging. There's a waiting list for much-needed services in this county. Medicaid waiting list, long-term Medicaid managed care, community care for the elderly. Nobody, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether you're right-wing or left-wing, wants to see granny without getting help or a kid not getting the help that they need. So don't view this health care bill from the lens of your political leanings. View this health care bill from the lens of people who may, in fact, be in need. Make your decision based on that. So anyway, that's my piece for this week. But now to my guest, which is why you're tuning in anyway. My guest, J.D. DiNincenzo, is a certified mortgage planner. He's a certified senior advisor. He's a reverse mortgage specialist. He is licensed mortgage banker, and he works for Annie Mac Home Mortgage, which is a national residential lender. His undergraduate degree in business management and accounting was earned at Thiel College in Greenville, Pennsylvania, and he graduated from the University of Houston in Houston, Texas, with an MBA. J.D. is a nationally licensed loan officer and holds with individual state licenses in Florida and in Pennsylvania. J.D. is an active member of the South Florida Guardianship Association and is also a member of the association's board of directors. So, J.D., welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here, Scott.
So I think some people may have questions about this, so I don't usually do this, but I'll give you the numbers if you want. I'll give it a lot tonight. But if people have questions about reverse mortgages as we begin to talk, you can call us at 877-960-9960, 877-960-9960. So, J.D., let's talk about just kind of the 30,000-foot look at reverse mortgages. What's the history of reverse mortgages? Are they new? Have they been around a long time?
Well, they've actually been around for over 50 years. Unfortunately, the early reverse mortgages didn't have the safeguards in place that the modern reverse mortgage does. So it was under the Reagan administration that HUD and FHA took oversight of this product, and now it's a federally insured product with plenty of safeguards to protect seniors.
And so I think that begs some of the other questions I'm about to ask. Is it is safe to assume or say that there is great misunderstandings about reverse mortgages today versus the way reverse mortgages were as recently as 10 or 15 years ago?
Yeah, that would be an understatement, Scott. It's probably the most misunderstood mortgage product that I sell. I've done it for 17 years now. The product has moved into the mainstream, but there are still a lot of misconceptions from years of bad things happening, right? But they don't happen today, right?
So let's go to one which I hear all the time. I own my home. If I do a reverse mortgage, the bank owns the home. All right. And I hear that all the time. Now, I know the answer to this, but that's not true, is it?
It's 100% false, right? The title of the home still stays with the homeowner and always does, right?
And you have to own your home free and clear in order to get a reverse mortgage?
You don't. In fact, one of the uses of the reverse mortgage product is to pay off an existing forward mortgage, a traditional 30-year fixed rate mortgage. So the homeowner can then have no mortgage payment and still live in their home.
And there are other scenarios too. You can actually purchase a home with a reverse mortgage, right?
You can. It was something that was done about 5 years ago. And the concept works the same way. The amount that a homeowner can borrow that does a reverse mortgage is based on their age and the value of the home. So the older they are, the more money they can borrow.
Right? And now I have a lot of questions. Does everybody have to be – do they have to be the same – you know, my wife and I are the same age. I mean, what if my husband's 86 and the wife is 63 or – you know, if
or
he's
younger.
Lucky, 43. I'm just kidding. I don't want to get any complaints about sexual harassment or inappropriate here. I'm just joking.
Well, one of the requirements is that the homeowner must be 62. But there are cases where we have spouses that are younger than 62. And HUD and FHA allowed those borrowers to still continue to do the reverse mortgage. We call them a non-borrowing spouse. Now, what happens is, as I said earlier, it's based on age. We use the non-borrowing spouse's age. So the loan amount is reduced based on whatever their age is.
And when you say loan amount, can we talk about the loan amount? I mean, how if I have a house that's worth $400,000 and it's free and clear, can I take a reverse mortgage for $400,000 or for $52,000?
The rule of thumb is around 50% to 60%. These are negatively amortized loans. The homeowner never makes a mortgage payment, but they do accrue interest every month, right? So instead of the mortgage balance going down like it does in a traditional mortgage, the mortgage balance goes up because of the interest accrual that's done every month. So there has to be some room to, you know, for the mortgage balance to go up with and still be able to cover the payoff of the loan, hopefully, when the homeowner sells.
But, of course, you're getting older and maybe the house's equity is growing if you're not in 2008. Does the amount of the available line adjust to your aging or to the marketplace, or once you do it, you do it?
Well, it kind of depends on how the product is set up initially. So one of the options is that the homeowner can take a credit line. So the money's available to them. They're not accruing interest on it. You can think of it like a credit card. If you don't charge anything, you don't pay interest, right? So if the homeowner selects a credit line, maybe it's a standby emergency credit line, that credit line actually increases over time as a function of the homeowner getting older, right? It's kind of a neat thing. It increases at about 5% a year, depending on which product we select. And there are multiple types of reverse mortgages today as compared to when they first rolled out.
So you're an expert. You've been doing it for 17 years. I guess if you're thinking of doing this, you should go to an expert, right?
You should.
An expert like you. We're going to give JD's number. We have a caller, so I'm going to go to John. John, welcome to Oh My God. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great, thank you. Very informative show. I'm listening online up here in New Jersey. JD, I'm trying to read up on these for my parents. I don't know if you've touched on it yet. Do you have to take everything at closing, or can I augment their, you know, their fixed income with proceeds from a reverse loan?
That's a good question, John.
Different ways of getting this money.
There are a couple of distribution options that are available to the homeowner. They can either take cash at closing, or they can take a monthly payment for the rest of their life as long as they live, or they can have a credit line. What most people end up doing is sort of a mix and match type of a thing. There's usually some immediate cash needs when people come to see me for whatever it is, home improvements or estate planning. So usually what they're doing is taking some cash at closing and then utilizing the credit line for the future and having that there as their rainy day fund.
Could I ask one other thing, or am
I out of
time?
Sure, go ahead. One more. Go for it.
Very quickly, then, that brings up a question. My parents are relatively young, high 70s, and let's say they take this payment for the rest of their lives. If that exceeds, you know, if they keep accruing this, whatever the money is, every month, is there a chance that I'm going to, as the heir, I'm going to incur all this debt that might exceed the value of the home? And that's my last question. Thank you.
Okay. John, these are considered non-recourse loans. That means that the homeowner can never owe more than the balance of the mortgage, regardless of the value of the home. So you really can't be upside down in a reverse mortgage. And moreover, the homeowner can't owe more than the value of the house, nor can the estate or the heirs. So if there is a deficiency, that is paid through FHA's mortgage insurance.
So, John, I want to thank you for listening and thank you for calling in. If you're just tuning in, this is Oh My God, I'm Getting Older. So is My Mom. I am here tonight with J.D. DiNicenzo, who is a reverse mortgage specialist. Reverse mortgages are very misunderstood, but they're a terrific product for the people for whom it would work best. And yes, as we've already said, and we will say again, it may not be for everyone. It may not be for you, but it may be the difference between staying in your home and not. It may be the difference between purchasing a home that is downsizing. It may give you options that you don't understand that you have. So reverse mortgages, I can tell you, and I'm not selling them because I don't sell them. I don't make any money on this. I can tell you that they can be a terrific asset for you if you use them properly. They also can be the opposite if you're the wrong person for that. And we're going to talk more with my guest, J.D. DiNicenzo. If you're listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, of course, you know we're live on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom every Monday night. If you're listening on 104.9 Gainesville's talk radio station, or 103.9 Long Island's talk radio station, or 95.9 The Palm on Saturday morning, we're glad that you're with us. But if you are listening in Palm Beach County, if you're on 95 or sitting around the kitchen table and you have questions for me or my guest, you can call us 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will pre-decease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day, so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. call us, 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. And if you're getting older or your mom is getting older, the subject of reverse mortgages may have come up. And some people are afraid of reverse mortgages. Some people don't understand them. Some people think they're bad, that they're the devil. And they are not always. My guest tonight will explain that, or has been explaining it, and will continue to. J.D. DiNincenzo is here. He's a reverse mortgage specialist. In the spirit of full disclosure, he's a very good friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. I have recommended people to him for mortgages, both forward and reverse. But notwithstanding, he is an expert. He's been doing reverse mortgages for 17 years. And we had a call before we took a break that asked, what if you had a monthly income provision that you were taking money in? And at some point in time, you exceeded the equity in the house. Is the estate responsible for the equity, or are you responsible, the children responsible, if you take more money out than the house is worth? That would be a concern. Of course, the answer was no. But one of the great misunderstandings, or at least as I understand it, is the great misunderstanding, is that the bank gets to keep whatever equity is left after you sell the house or pass away. And JD, is that true?
100% false, Scott.
Right.
If there is equity left at the time that the home is no longer the primary residence of the senior, that equity belongs to either them if they're still alive, or their estate if they've passed on, or their children. So if there is equity left, it stays in the family. If there's no equity left, FHA's mortgage insurance pays any deficiency.
So the person who's afraid that they're only taking 50% equity towards their reverse mortgage, and they're afraid that that other 50% is going to evaporate, that's not the case.
Again, they're the owner of the home. So when they sell the house, again, if there's equity left, it belongs to them or their estate.
Right. I see we have another call coming in, so I will I'll stutter and stammer for a minute until we figure out who it is. But to recap, everybody should understand that in a reverse mortgage situation, some of the fictions that we're talking about, the bank does not own your home. The home does not have to be free and clear, and the bank doesn't keep your equity. And if you get more money than the house is worth, you don't owe the bank the money back. Those are four common misconceptions. But let's talk to Mike, who has called in. So, Mike, welcome to Oh My God. How are you tonight?
Good, good. How are you guys?
I'm well.
A question for JD. I know with the last caller, he said that you can receive your money, you know, mixing and matching and a little bit here and a little bit on a monthly basis. Can you change that decision during the reverse mortgage? Are you allowed to change any of that, or once you close, you're kind of set in what you have to do?
No, Mike. You do have the ability to change. If you decide that you don't need the money on a monthly basis, or you're not getting enough money on a monthly basis and you have a credit line, you can change the distributions. You simply just call customer service, and they work with our clients to make that happen.
Okay, great. How about my mother has just made me a power of attorney for her. She owns her home free and clear. Can I close with the power of attorney for an elderly parent?
You can. It's important that that she is of sound mind when she gives you the power of attorney, right? The power of attorney needs to be reviewed. And yes, of course you can.
Okay, great. That was all my questions. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling. And I have another caller. JD's a popular dude. We have Wes on line two. Wes, welcome to Oh My God. How are you tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
You have a question for JD?
Yeah, I did actually. I'm just about 50, and my father-in-law is 78. He's been in a house for like 30 years, literally. And I think he owes about $150 on a $600,000 house. This whole thing is confusing, but it's the first time we've had him like kind of talking about the idea of taking out a reverse. What his major headache seems to be, or hurdle that we have to overcome, is someone told him that the reverse mortgage process was a very expensive process, and then it was going to eat up a lot of the money just doing the reverse. Can you talk a little bit about the types of fees, or, you know, where the fees come from, or any of that stuff? If you could kind of just enlighten me as to that, I'll either hang up and listen, or I'll stay on.
So I'm going to suggest you hang up and listen, because I'm going to go to break, and we'll answer that question as soon as we come back. But that's a great question, because there is the misconception that it is an exceedingly expensive product, and it does not have to be. So, Wes, we will answer that question in just a minute. But if you're just tuning in, I have a very popular guest tonight. J.D. DiNincenzo is here, and we're talking about reverse mortgages, because there is so much misunderstanding and confusion in that marketplace about mortgages, reverse mortgages in particular. It's a subject about which there is much confusion. And as the number of callers I'm getting tonight indicates, I'm speaking the truth. But we are going to talk about the costs as soon as we come back. But yes, J.D. DiNincenzo is here, reverse mortgage specialist. I, of course, am Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches Live here in Palm Beach on Monday night, which it is as we speak. But if you're listening on Long Island in Gainesville or on the Palm early in the morning on Saturday, we're glad that you tune in and that you listen. If you're a regular listener, we appreciate your loyalty. If you're new, we talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents each and every week, subject matter that can help you make decisions that otherwise you might not understand. So if you have questions for JD or for myself, you can call us 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day. away so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with a very, very popular guest tonight. J.D. DiNincenzo is here. We're talking about reverse mortgages. Right before the break, and there is another caller, and I am going to ask her to hold on. Yes. I'm sorry, Debbie. I'm going to put you back on hold for a minute because I want to answer Wes's question, but I will get to you in a minute, okay? So Wes asked before the break about the costs associated with getting a reverse mortgage. People think it is outrageously expensive, and it is more expensive than a traditional mortgage, but why don't you explain that, JD?
Sure. The costs in a reverse mortgage are very similar in many respects to a forward mortgage. There's title insurance, there's an appraisal, there are recording fees, the same thing that, again, you would have in a regular mortgage. What's different about a reverse mortgage is the mortgage insurance premium that's paid up front. It used to be that it was 2% of the appraised value of the home. There was some reform a couple of years ago where HUD reduced that amount, depending on how much is drawn at closing, to as little as 0.5%. So on a $600,000 home like Wes was talking about, that would have been $12,000 for the upfront mortgage insurance premium. In his case now, it would be as little as $3,000. So a significant reduction in cost in reverse mortgages over time.
But otherwise, the costs mirror a traditional mortgage, forward mortgages.
With one other exception, Scott, all reverse mortgages require independent reverse mortgage counseling from somebody other than the loan officer like myself. That's usually about $120. It's paid directly to a HUD-approved counseling agency, and that's done prior to going to application.
So that's important because people get advice as to whether they are independent advice as to whether this makes sense for them.
Absolutely.
So they know what they're buying. So they can't be sold a bill of goods by a shyster or a ne'er-do-well.
It's just one of the many safeguards that's in place to protect the senior homeowners.
That's amazing. All right, so let's go to Debbie because we have another question. Debbie, thanks for holding on. We appreciate it, and thanks for calling. You have a question for J.D.?
Hi, J.D. I have a question. My parents have a mortgage payment that they really can't afford anymore,
okay,
and their house doesn't have a whole lot of equity. So my question is, if they do have some savings, can they pay to eliminate their mortgage payment?
They actually can bring cash to close. I've had several clients over the last few years that have brought cash to close. And sometimes it makes absolute sense, especially if they have a long time horizon. Let's just say that they had a mortgage payment of $1,000 a month and they had to bring $5,000 to closing, right? Well, if they're eliminating a $1,000 a month mortgage payment, in five months, they'll have put their money right back into their savings. And then on a go-forward basis, they're saving $1,000 a month, right?
Right.
So,
right.
So sometimes, again, it does make sense for clients to bring cash to close if they're equity challenged.
Okay.
So,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Debbie, and thanks for listening. JD, there are a lot of questions people are calling. But how do people don't want to call in here or don't have the ability? How can they reach you? Why don't we give them that, since it seems to be you're a pretty popular dude?
Well, I'm out and about a lot. So the easiest way to reach me is on my cell phone, and that number is 901-553-6957.
One more time.
901-553-6957. And for those of you who are wondering, I used to live in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, you can take the boy out of Memphis, but you can't take Memphis out of his cell phone.
But now I'm a Florida boy.
we appreciate you. You know, that brought up those questions, that series of questions brought up a couple of questions that I have for you, which are, when you take a reverse mortgage, that doesn't end your obligations to, for example, maintain your house and other things. Those kinds of things don't all go away. So it goes back to the fact that you maintain the equity in your house, you maintain ownership of your house, you also maintain responsibility. Am I right?
Absolutely.
So can you tell us what you're required to do if you take a reverse mortgage?
Sure. If you do a reverse mortgage, you're required to pay your property taxes, you're required to pay your homeowner's insurance, and you're required to maintain the home up to FHA standards, right?
Right. And if you don't, the house can be foreclosed on just like it could be on a traditional mortgage. If you have a traditional mortgage, you have to do those same things, correct?
Absolutely. Bad things happen to you if you don't make your mortgage payment. And in a reverse mortgage, bad things will happen if you don't pay your property taxes and homeowner's insurance.
Homeowner's insurance. Can the bank determine so, for example, since we're in a hurricane area here, do they require wind insurance like a traditional mortgage?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And because we didn't spend an awful lot of time on it, let's talk again about the costs, because I do hear that a lot for people who aren't sure if a reverse mortgage is for them. The only additional costs other than those that a traditional mortgagee, a forward mortgage person might incur, are what are those?
For the more upfront mortgage insurance and the counseling, independent counseling.
And the upfront mortgage insurance is a percentage of the appraised value?
Half a percent. Right. But you know what, Scott? For somebody that has a short time horizon, if they plan to be in their home a couple of years, I would probably recommend that they not consider a reverse mortgage. But the same holds true for somebody that might want to refinance their home and has a short time horizon. The longer you own the property, the better off you are, because you're amortizing the cost over a longer period of time.
Right. Right.
So that's why we like it when people tell us they want to live in their house as long as they can, and when they die, they want to be planted in the backyard.
And that goes to why people take out reverse mortgages, and that is really critical. We've been talking mostly about the mechanics. We've been talking about the reasons that people, what people should consider, what the rules are, what their obligations are. But there are many reasons why people take mortgages out, and they use the money in different ways. And I want to talk about that because I think that's really important. So as soon as we come back, we're going to do that. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with J.D. DiNincenzo. J.D. is a reverse mortgage specialist, clearly an expert on the reverse mortgage product. He also happens to be an expert on forward mortgages, but we're not talking much about that tonight. J.D.'s been doing reverse mortgages for 17 years, and I've been doing this show for almost 6 years. So if you're listening on Long Island and in Gainesville, we're thrilled that you're with us. And, of course, if you're listening on 95.9 The Palm, we are glad it's Saturday morning. We hope you have a nice day ahead. But if you're listening on 900 AM, The Talk of the Palm Beaches, we are live Monday night. It is 5:40. There is still time. If you have a question for my guest, J.D. DiNincenzo, you can call us, 1-877-960-9960. 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind.
After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, you've missed a very, very interesting show. The good news is you will be able to listen to it a little bit. I'll tell you how you can do that. But until then, I am here tonight with J.D. DiNincenzo. J.D. is a reverse mortgage specialist. There are a great many misconceptions about reverse mortgages, and we're trying our best to clear them up tonight. And J.D. is, in fact, an expert in that arena, and so he can help you understand better whether a reverse mortgage is for you or not. So to that end, JD, one of the things that I think people don't fully understand is, why should I take a reverse mortgage? Or said another way, what can I do with the money? Why would I consider doing it? What has to be happening to me that I might take a reverse mortgage?
Well, first let me tell you that money that comes out of a reverse mortgage is tax-free, so no taxes at all. And I'll tell you, when I started doing reverse mortgages, they were purely seen as a needs-based product. When people had their last two pennies, they were rubbing together and trying to figure out how they were going to put food on the table next month. They came to me and did a reverse mortgage. With the mainstreaming of the product, people have seen that it is a great financial tool. And they're using it for more planning purposes today. Of the last dozen reverse mortgages I've closed, 11 of them were for planning purposes. One was a needs-based product. So
that's a tremendous shift, right?
It is, and people are using it for things like paying for their life insurance premiums, right? Or they're buying long-term health care. They're delaying Social Security benefits, which can be powerful.
So let's talk about that one in particular, because I've told that story and people look at me aghast, you know, because you've told me that before. But you have used long-term care insurance to help people maximize their Social Security benefit.
Reverse mortgages.
Using a reverse mortgage, what did I say?
Long-term care.
Long-term care. That's because we're coming back to that. I'm sorry. Reverse mortgages to get the most out of their Social Security.
Right.
And it's fascinating. So why don't you explain that?
So this is a real example of a client that came to me that was 62. So she qualified for a reverse mortgage. And the monthly benefit that she could get from Social Security at 62 was $1,500. So she owned her home free and clear, and what we decided to do was delay taking her Social Security until she was 72, right? And it increased 70. Increased her benefit by $1,100. So her benefit went from $1,500 to $2,640. So what she did was periodically she would take draws against the equity line. So she minimized the amount of interest she was accruing, and then she maximized her Social Security benefit.
So she didn't give up the money that she was counting on to live from 62 to 70, but by the time she was at 70, she was earning significantly more interest, if you will, right? An additional $1,100 a month.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's real mean. It's real money. It's meaningful.
Almost twice as much.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's really that's quite astounding. And I know that people can use it to fund healthcare needs. They can use it for vacation. They can use it just to stay in their own home, right? There is no restriction, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Correct.
There is no restriction on the use of the proceeds by the bank or anybody else. You can pretty much do whatever you want. You can pay for your grandkids' college education.
You can use it for gifting if you want to see your legacy, being used to help your house of worship, or if you want to see your kids or grandkids go to college, completely unrestricted and non-taxable.
And do the interest rates mirror traditional mortgage rates?
They're actually fairly close. There's really two types of reverse mortgages, the fixed rate product and the adjustable rate. And depending on the needs of the client, depend on which product we make recommend to the clients, right? So the fixed rate products are around 4.5 right now, very similar to a 30-year fixed rate, and the adjustable rates are in the 3s.
Second homes? Can you do reverse mortgages on second homes?
Well, you have to be a little bit creative for that. So it has to be a primary home, but I have a client that is buying a second home, but to do so, we're doing a reverse mortgage on her primary residence, taking cash out that's unrestricted, so she's using it to buy her second home.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Your idea or hers?
That was mine.
How do people reach you again?
The best place is my cell number. That's 901-553-6957.
So, again, if you are just tuning in, we've been talking to J.D. DiNincenzo tonight, who is a reverse mortgage specialist. J.D. has been doing reverse mortgages for 17 years. He's a recognized expert in our area. He is, if I'm not mistaken, not restricted to our area, right? You're licensed in Florida and in Pennsylvania, correct?
Mm-hmm.
He works for Annie Mac Home Mortgage. which is a national residential lender. And he really does know this. And I think it's really interesting. I'm going to ask him about it before we end the show. He is not afraid to tell you that it's not the right product for you if it isn't. But if it is, he's going to help you get the best deal possible. And I do know that. So, but if you wish you had been tuning in earlier and are sorry that you missed this, the good news is that you can listen again because we podcast the show. Yes, just search OMG. I'm getting up. We will pop on all of the platforms. If you're a podcaster, you can subscribe to us and then you don't even have to worry about it. Of course, we also post the show on www.palmbeach.comforcare.com. Palmbeach.comforcare. comforcare.com. Don't put a T in there. I know you want to. Don't do it. It won't help you. You'll never get there. Of course, if you don't have a radio and if you're not always in the car, but you'd like to listen to the show, you can because there's an app for that. Of course, there's an app for that. TuneIn Radio. It's a free app available across all platforms that allows you to set a reminder to listen to us on your favorite radio station, wherever you are, whenever we're on. So we're on Monday nights at 5 o'clock, 900 a.m., the Talk of the Palm Beaches. We're on Long Island, 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights. We're on 104.9 at 8 o'clock in Gainesville on Wednesday evenings. And then, of course, we replay here in Palm Beach, 95.9 The Palm, every Saturday morning at every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. We also simulcast, so whether you are listening statewide, nationally, or internationally, you can pick us up at www.900thetalk.com. Next week's a holiday weekend. I hope everybody's going to have a great weekend. We're going to replay a show. We're going to replay a show from just a couple of weeks ago. Lauren Young, who represents, she's a licensed clinical social worker. She represents Palm Beach County Fire Rescue in their mobile integrated health unit. They're doing remarkable work. I've had a number of people who heard the show originally a few weeks ago who marveled at just how informative it was. So if you did not listen to the show a couple of weeks ago, the good news is you will have the chance next week. So all next week we will be replaying Lauren Young from the Palm Beach County Fire Rescue Mobile Integrated Health Unit. She was a special qualified guest. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about long-term care insurance. And long-term care insurance is another one of those subjects, like tonight's subject, which is critical to caring for your mom or for yourself if you're in need. But again, there are tremendous misunderstandings, misconceptions, and people just don't understand if they have long-term care insurance, what it will pay for. And then the other side of that is, what if you have it and the insurance company says they're not going to pay you for it? My guest, attorney Stephen Dunn, who is a wonderful advocate for long-term care insurance, is going to be here, and he's going to answer your questions and mine about long-term care insurance and how you can get the most out of it. But in the few minutes I have left, JD, what is the future of reverse mortgages?
Well, it's probably one of the fastest growing mortgage products that I sell. But I think it's going to be around for a long time to come. You know, we're in the age of the baby boomers, right? The silver tsunami. And it's kind of scary, some of the statistics when you look at them. Only one in five seniors are confident that they'll have sufficient income in their retirement, right? And even more scarier, 25% of Americans over the age of 50 have no savings. So their home is their largest asset, right? And if they want to stay there, they're going to have to figure out a way to do that. So monetizing that asset by taking, you know, draws out periodically is a great way to do it. And a reverse mortgage is an excellent solution.
And, of course, when we talk about Social Security, which is many people's only source of income, the likelihood of that keeping up with the rate of inflation, as we've seen over the last few years, is slim and none. Well, so this may be the only way to stay in your
right.
home.
Right. We saw when we were in the Great Recession, Social Security increases were frozen, right? And that hurt a lot of people that are on fixed incomes. So, you know, what's going to happen to Social Security in the future? You know, it'll probably survive. Will there be cuts? Probably, right? But, you know, that remains to be seen, right?
What if you live in a condominium on the beach or a co-op? Can you get a reverse mortgage?
It's a challenge. Condominiums have to be approved by FHA, and very few condominiums in Palm Beach or Broward County are approved. Now, there has been some chatter that they're going to allow us to do what's called spot approvals, where we approve just one specific unit, not the entire complex. We heard that a couple of months ago, and with the easing lending guidelines, I think that will eventually happen. But for now, unless the condominium complex is FHA approved, we can't do a reverse mortgage there.
So since you are such a wealth of information and so many people had so many questions, let's tell people how they can reach you one more time. What's the best way to reach you?
Sure. My cell phone, 901-553-6957. Again, that's 901-553-6957.
So I've asked you a lot of questions. We had a lot of calls today. Is there anything in particular that you'd like the audience to understand about reverse mortgages, or the greatest misconception you'd like to overcome? Is there one piece of advice you'd like to leave the listening audience about reverse mortgages that maybe we haven't covered?
Well, the thing that I would say, Scott, is that I think they're a great solution for some people. They're certainly not the right solution for everybody. It's a case-by-case basis. It really kind of depends on what their immediate needs are, what their long-term goals and visions are. I've probably told 20% of the people that have come to me to ask about a reverse mortgage that I didn't think it was right for them. Because, you know, as a certified mortgage planner, I'm taught to dig down and figure out not only what your short-term needs are, but your long-term needs as well. So sometimes those don't jibe very well with the reverse mortgage product, just like they might not jibe well with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, right? We have to put match the right product with the right person, right? And then everyone's happy.
You told me something before we went live. We only have a minute left, but you told me something before we went live that of all of the reverse mortgages that you've done, you've never had anybody come back and say they were sorry they did it.
Not the person that did the reverse mortgage or their children. And oftentimes when we're doing an initial consultation, I encourage the children to be a part of it because they want to make sure that mom and dad are not getting themselves into something bad, right? Or they want to make sure that mom and dad aren't going to be living under a bridge somewhere, right? So I encourage the children to participate. Sometimes the parents want that. Sometimes they don't.
Right. It's a challenging situation for many, many people. Well, J.D., you're a wonderful guest. I want to thank you for being here
tonight. Thank you, Scott.
I mean, you're a wealth of information. I hope I can talk you into coming back again. It won't be. We won't wait for three years this time.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're a regular listener, you know that this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I am here every Monday night live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We take calls, as you heard tonight. Sometimes we get them, sometimes we don't. But we talk about a whole host of issues that may affect you, the quality of your life, the quality of your parents' life, or if you're the super senior, the quality of your kids' life, right? Because we don't want to become a burden to our kids as well. We're live every Monday night. We rebroadcast on Long Island at 103.9 FM. We rebroadcast in Gainesville on 104.9 FM. And we rebroadcast in Palm Beach, 95.9 FM every Saturday morning on the Palm. This is 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. If you are a regular listener, we are thrilled that you are with us each and every week. If you are a new listener, we hope that you come back. You can always listen to our shows wherever you are because we simulcast it on the web. It's on TuneIn Radio. We put it up on podcast. We put it up on our website, my website. So no excuses. Even for those of you who don't have radios, there is no excuse for you not to be a regular listener. Anyway, I want to wish everybody a wonderful July 4th holiday. Mostly, I would like you to be safe, be secure, enjoy your family. barbecue, do whatever it is that you do, but have a great time. We will see you live in 2 weeks. We'll be back next week. Have a good night, all. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom.